Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Teresa Salhi. This is part two of our two-part call series, Warrior Woman, Igniting Your Will, and Claiming Your Destiny. Three common reasons why smart, savvy women may be missing out on getting what they want. The reasons why may be missing out on getting what they want, even if they have been working very hard to attain it. So some of you may have been on our first call last night, and some maybe you're just joining for the first time, you know, on this one. Either way, it's cool. I'm honored that you are here now. There was also a recording on call one if you weren't able to attend last night, you know, if you weren't able to make it. So hopefully you got that. So let's just take a moment and get centered and present. So that means to remove any distractions around you, lock the door, turn off any, you know, social media type distractions, and maybe you have a glass of wine or some refreshment nearby if you are planning ahead. So that's cool. Okay, so why don't you just close your eyes for a moment and start taking a few deep breaths. Breathe down into your body. Imagine dropping the energy down, down from your head space, that sinking place that we tend to spend a lot of time. But let it come down from there, down into your breath, down into your body. Down into your belly region. Just allow your belly to loop in and out as you just breathe. So imagine what it would be like if you were living in the space of having everything that you want. You are no longer just working hard and, you know, working your fingers to the bone and not getting anywhere, but you paid your dues and you got into alignment with what you want. You got into alignment with yourself and things are showing up. Things are just showing up magically. It's happening. What you really want is in your life right now. Just imagine being in that space. Having that, what you desire, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that feel like for you? How proud are you of yourself for overcoming all obstacles and all hurdles and staying consistent and persistent on your dream? Being that woman that has that, being that man that has that. I know there could be a combination of both on this call. How proud are you of yourself? It feels really, really good to know that you can do this, right? To know that you can have or be or do whatever it is in your heart. Your days are amazing. You're getting results. Prosperity is just bouncing off of you. Abundance is on your side. Clients are loving you. Your mate is loving you. Life is really good. You know, that's the common thread that we have. You know, we are coming to this call, living different lifestyles. We look different. We have different dreams, but we do have a common thread of a desire of what we want. We have desire. We have dreams. Hopefully we have dreams. Hopefully you haven't forgotten how to dream. And if you have, it makes sense because we're not really taught, as an adult, we're taught to, like, stop dreaming and get to work. Or the dreaming got pushed aside because everyday life took over. But let yourself dream again. And let's be in that space together that we have this commonality that we have high potential. And we can do and be and have anything. And in this circle, we came here together for this reason, for some reason tonight, That's common. So let's just send some like positive, supportive energy out of ourselves to the ground of all of us. And then to breathe some of that back in to allow us to give and to receive. Okay, very good. You can come back now. So yesterday we talked about the first two reasons, the two reasons that I wanted to share, you know, about what it meant to be a warrior woman, the two reasons about overcoming obstacles. We talked about that, and also being a warrior woman who knows what she wants and one who claims her own personal power, committed to her truth and to her desire to achieve her desires, to achieve her dreams. She is often a woman who has a purpose to make a difference in not only her own life, but in the life of others. She embodies masculine and feminine qualities, inner and outer strengths is what that means. She has learned that making a difference in the world and realizing her dreams is not a path of the norm or what society may have taught, but that we have to face, that we don't have to force or push our way to do more and more and more. She's learned, perhaps, that the hard way, that way has only led her to a downward spiral of self-combustion and overwhelm and stress, anxiety, and feeling incomplete, as if she's been failing and or losing her desire for her dreams. The true path of an empowered, successful warrior woman is to first look within herself and to strengthen her core being. Everything that we receive out in the world is a reflection of who we are on the inside. I'm sure you've heard this in some degree before. But what happens to many of us, including me, I've been there, is, you know, we get seduced by needing or thinking we need to do more physically out there, go faster, do more things, push more things into your day. And doing that, we end up losing track, losing time, and losing ourselves. We talked on our first call about two common reasons why we might be overlooked on reaching the desire, the goals, the dreams that we have. And one of those was our story, and the other I talked about was our commitment. We dove a little deep into these discussions, and again, our inner self is always getting reflected on the outside. That's why it's important to work on the inner. So both of these discussions were about our inner self. I wasn't on the call to tell you to do more. In fact, to do less, but to look within more. We were talking about where grounding our strength and how we are defining ourselves. Are you defining yourself with non-permanent things, which include others, our youth, our job title, things like that? Or are you actually claiming that you're a destiny? So just give me a moment here. I'll have my paper turned around. Or are you defined only as something, you know, the mother role or the wife role or the businesswoman? It's okay to have those as part of our description of us, but it cannot be the only description of us. That's where we tend to lose our core of who we are. We're defining ourselves by external descriptions. And what about your story? We talked about that too. What do you say about yourself? How do you describe yourself or your life? How do you talk about your childhood, your family, your upbringing? What beliefs about you, your experiences, your accomplishments, your education, your opportunities, your relationships are playing out in your words and that, again, those are external creations in your life. The external is coming from the internal. Did you do your homework on those areas? I hope so, and I hope you got something out of it. As energetic beings, we are always, always magnetizing back to us that which we think and feel. Sometimes we become so accustomed to our thoughts about ourselves that they're just playing in the background of our lives, and that we may not really realize the physical and manifestation effect in our reality that they're actually having, that they are having it. And if you look at what is happening or not happening in your physical world right now, we will get big clues. When something you are working towards seems to continually be kept from you, that's telling you something. It's also telling you to stop doing what you're doing because it's not working, and to go within again and look deeper. So again, I hope you took away some of those suggestions and dove a little deeper within yourself. It's up to you to do it. It's your choice. Like, you know, like my own story that I shared with you. After many years of struggle, did I finally do my inner work, and only then did my personal experiences transform for the better. I wish it to you. So today we're going to talk more about these common reasons, and that's going to be the third reason why what you're working and seeking is not happening for you in another way that might help you. And to, you know, get you over the hurdle so that you can start receiving what you deserve. So yeah, that is called reclaiming your destiny. That is what this section, this today's topic is about. As a warrior woman, you no longer need to be a slave to other people, people's ideas about how you should live your life, or how being trapped by any outdated belief systems about yourself. You are becoming the woman that you want to be, which is synonymous with who you are meant to be, when you allow your power to let go of being tied to others and their direction for your life. Choosing how you define yourself is not an exercise in limiting yourself, nor is it designed to foster any false sense of importance. Choosing how you define yourself as you go forward on the path is a way to create positive direction and to continue inner healing. To have what we desire, we must become the woman who would have this desire. As warrior women, we can bring healing back to the planet and people by first bringing healing back to ourselves. We must be brave, open, trusting, and giving. We need to move past old stories of being, I don't know, have to be ladylike all the time and non-threatening, or have to be normal, but to break the chains of our fears and to share our gifts fully. The world is waiting with open arms and open hands for to give and to receive with you. So it's time to stop isolating yourself, and it's even time to step up and serve more, which is likely what you're wanting and sensing to do on some level, right? Most of us get to a point where that feels right to do that. Being the woman you are meant to be, not only who you think you should be or who others want you to be, but to be who you're really meant to be. Look in the mirror. Say hello to your beautiful warrior woman self. Befriend her, support her, love her, and allow her to open up and her wings to soar. Claiming your destiny is about getting crystal clear on what you want. We mentioned this before. Mentioned this in the first call too. Being crystal clear is more than just knowing what you want are like the things. But what it's really about, the crystal clarity is really about the feeling that you will have when you achieve that which is what you desire. Not just saying, I know I want to make this much money, I want to have this kind of a job, I want to have this many clients, I want to have a relationship with a wonderful man who loves me and this many kids. Those are awesome. Yes, those are the things, those are the things and people, right? But what is the feeling? That's what I want you to really focus on. So about this third one, this claiming your destiny, it's about being clear, it's about getting to the feeling of it. So one way to do that, I think this is very valuable, you know, I talk about a lot about writing exercises, but write out your life vision. What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? What did your day look like? How do you feel when you wake up? What are you talking to others about? Your friends, your mate, your client? How does this life feel? Feeling it is the secret sauce. So when you're writing it out, you're writing about when I'm talking to a new potential client, it feels really awesome that they're engaged with me and they're really loving me and they're asking questions and they're really interested to work with me. Or when you're talking to your mate and you're looking into each other's eyes and you feel like you're really connected at the soul level, that he really gets you, hears you, in that space with you and that you're safe. How does it feel to be waking up in the dream home and what you're doing, and maybe you don't have to rush off to work. You have time in the morning to do the things you want to do. What does that feel like to sit in the garden and to sip your tea and to get to read? That's what I mean. Claiming your destiny is about creating the life that you want, accomplishing your goals, manifesting that type of thing around you, those physical things, but it doesn't happen if you don't attach it to a feeling. That's often why it feels so hard. We're out there just doing the things. And then, trust me, it's not about not doing. But when it's not attached to any clear vision of where we're going and why we want to go there and what it's going to be like and feel like when we get there, it gets very hard. It gets put, sometimes it even goes further and further away because we get so exhausted along the way. So, yeah, how does this life feel? What do you see around you? Where do you live? What do you smell in your environment? How do you smell? What are you, you know, how does it feel in this? The air, the quality, the temperature, what are you looking at? The trees, the ocean, the mountains. And look at yourself. What do you look like? How are you feeling about yourself? What life positive affirming rituals do you do for your self-care? How much money do you make? And what are you lovingly doing for this abundance? What are you giving to receive? And how much are you enjoying it? How does it feel? How rewarding does it feel to you? So when I say write about this, I really mean write about this. Doesn't mean you'll get all written out in one sitting, and you may not even know it all in one sitting. But so it comes with you when you start seeking what you want, it will start to flow. It may take a little teasing with it and playing with it, but that's just because you haven't always taken the time to get clear on it. So your guidance will kick in. So let it unfold a little bit at a time. Spend, 20 minutes a day for the next week writing about it, adding to it. And then before you know it, you'll have so much to write, you won't be able to stop. Because deep down, we do know how we want to feel. We just haven't allowed ourselves to express that. How are you making a difference? So just write, write some more. You may not know it all at first, but the more you ask with them, the more you give your heart a voice. And you likely do know, but again, haven't got to express it or haven't taken the time to express it. And the most important thing is to know when you're doing this is sometimes we'll want to go, you're writing about how you want to fit or what you want to have, and then your mind goes, but how am I going to do that? So this is not about going into the how. So this is more the exercise of what would my life look and feel like if I didn't have to worry about how to make it happen. That's not your job right now. Your job right now is just to dream and dream big and to allow yourself to be in the realm of all possibilities. Because when you get into that feeling space, that excited feeling space of having it, being it, something just tends to take over. Your inner guidance kind of kicks in and it guides you, gives you little tips and opportunities and little whispers of, you know, go here, go there, do this, call that. So you definitely want to be open to hearing that. That will be what you will be doing externally instead of all those things that you might be doing now that are getting you nowhere, but they're the things that you've heard, we've all heard that we need to be doing to accomplish certain things, right? Whatever that may be for you, all these things, but those are the things that are exhausting you and they're not really aligned with what your guidance that's divinely driven wants you to know is going to get you to there so that you can feel like that's how you want to feel. Super, super important, super cool, super amazing when you allow yourself to be in this realm. So writing it out is so fun because when you really get it, when it really clicks into you and that feels like, oh my God, that is so it, then you've got something to read every day and let yourself be in that dreaming possibility space to then activate your intuition, activate the how so that you'll know what to be doing to make it happen. So be sure and dream big and dream often. And be sure to include all the things I said and how it feels to be in those experiences. It's this energy that you're feeling is magnetizing the energy from the universe. This is the law of attraction working in your favor. Find that place, a beautiful, uplifting, I got it going on type of energy. And so, you can start right now. Start to claim your destiny. So the reason, this is a common area that doesn't happen. We think we know what we want, or we think we know a little bit of what we want, but we don't always have that clarity, that crystal clarity, especially not always the feeling, and we get lost. So be this woman along the way, the woman that would have all this. You know, ask yourself, so who is she? How can I course correct my personality, which just means things like, I'm letting go of complaining. This woman is not a complainer. She's not drama-driven. She's not a victim, right? That's what I mean by course-correcting. And, you know, put your shoulders back a little bit, raise yourself up a little higher, and stand tall and walk the walk of the woman that has all of this. So, you know, it's that no more limiting your path, but put your path in the realm of sheer delight. Now, knowing what you really, really want is super important. So you want to be in all your glory on all levels. You want to go into this as much as you can. And this is a very, very common mistake that we don't allow ourselves to do. And so then we're just only engaging with the hardness of how hard it is to be doing all these things. So this is a big reason what I want you to take away from our call today. Often we just know where we don't take the time to know where we want to go, and often we just know where we don't want to be instead of where we want to be. Or we start going where we think or what they said or, you know, how they got there. And then what shows up is really not about us. It's about somebody else, or it's, you know, take this way out of alignment. And we're working very hard to get out of that all the time. And that's not our destiny. And thus we end up thinking, you know, when we're doing this, that we're failing because we know we're working hard. But because it's taking so long, we give up or we just constantly look at failure. And then what kind of feeling is that? What is that attracting back to us? Right? Okay. So the three most common reasons of not getting what you really desire, that, you know, these reasons may not be obvious. I didn't really give you so much things to do externally other than write and look within yourself. But it's all about the self-exploration and to really get to the real honest truth of the core of you and to let go of any definitions that require others to guide you to that you're attached to that give you your power and your strength. And to let go of any stories that no longer serve you. And then to create a new story of the life that you deserve. So yes, look within first and then you can take more and more of the right actions out into the world. Okay, so I hope that was valuable and fun and that you will continue to work on it. So just because the call, you know, this is our second call and this call will end and this is our, you know, two call series, doesn't mean that you're done. It just means that you've got lots of juicy, fun inner work to do. Hopefully it'll be much more fun than all that outer work you've been doing. And so, you know, all of this is really about helping you to achieve what you desire. Maybe you started your year off with some goals. You know how we have the New Year's resolutions and we start off with these goals at the beginning of the year and it feels really good. We're like, yeah, I'm on it. I'm going there. I'm going to make this happen. This is going to be my year. But then before we know it, it gets so busy, so overwhelmed. We don't know how to make it happen. We start procrastinating. We're not so motivated because it feels too hard. And then we end up forgetting what it was. Or, you know, maybe we never even started because the year before we didn't get anything done and we just like, why even bother? But then here we are mid-year and it's like, okay, come on, half the year is already over. Oh, my God. I really want to make something happen this year. I really want to accomplish one really important thing, right? So if you would like to take all that you've learned on these last two calls and times 10 it, if you would like to get a reboot on your goals that you set in January, if you would like to make some other big juicy goal that maybe you didn't start in January, but you want to accomplish something really powerful for yourself this year, then here's something for you. I have something for you. You know, if you really would like to have support, new perspectives, new ideas, and a deep dive into ways to create the lifestyle, the career, the business that you're longing for. If you choose to be a warrior woman and would like to take responsibility for yourself, if you choose to stop with excuses and drama and blame and procrastination, and if you want camaraderie with other committed, brave, big dreaming women, to also have the intention to make 2016 one of results and personal empowerment, then I would like to invite you to join me and whoever else joins us, which I hope is a nice handful of amazing women that are, well, of course they will be if they join, right? Because they'll be women that are really eager to make 2016 their year. They're ready to own their warrior woman spirit. And so, yeah, I invite you to join in a boot camp. It's something that I do every year, mid-year, for the reasons that I just said. It's more like a mid-year reboot. It's a bold journey for a handful of sassy, ambitious, heart-centered, free-spirited, big-dreaming women who are committed to amp up their personal power and create uber excess and sheer. So how are you feeling? Are you on target for creating a big, juicy 2016? And is it going as well as you thought when you started it in January? Or maybe you neglected to start it, but you're ready to now. If so, if this inspires you at all, you can look at what I'm talking a little bit about if you go to www, if you're close to your computer, or maybe you can, I know I said turn that off earlier, or to your phone or something, but it's www.empowerthedream.com/warrior-woman.bootcamp. So there it talks all about what I've been just suggesting to you, this mid-year reboot. So it's something that I've done for the last 3 years, and we gather with a small group of women that are really aligned to committing to their own personal power. They're really aligned to some amazing goal. Certainly one big juicy one, and maybe two, but one for sure. We'll spend 5 weeks together creating, co-creating, realigning to the things that we talked about that you would, if you choose to join, that you're going to work on before we start this inner work. But then you'll know, with guidance from me and help you getting that direction on how to listen to the intuition and how to do the right things out to make those things happen, to have more accountability for yourself, for example. So the Warrior Woman Bootcamp might be for you if you're ready to commit time to your goals and dreams for this year. You're craving camaraderie. You're willing to work at what you want, even when it feels hard or uncomfortable. You believe that you're worthy of a joyful and meaningful life and career. It may not be for you if you're not willing to commit to yourself and your growth. You don't want to participate in group calls, or you don't want to have any accountability, or you're not willing to take ownership of your own actions, or not for you if you consider yourself a pessimist and believe life will always be a struggle. So whether you're working on changing careers, whether you're working on attracting more of the right clients for your business, or to do some marketing, or to create your website, or maybe it's about getting in better health. Maybe it's about relationships. Maybe it's about friendships. Maybe it's about finding a purpose. Maybe it's about having more fun in your life. Maybe it's about having more confidence so you can go out and have more fun in your life. We all have dreams and goals. It's just allowing ourselves to be with them and to be committed to them. Yeah? Maybe you've been craving something more. So are you brave enough now to act on a hunt, to allow yourself to go further? Are you ready to find the guts and inspiration to face fears and align with your power? If so, maybe you'll join us. I hope that you will. So the Warrior Woman Bootcamp, it prepares you for success in 2016 by more ways on being a warrior woman, a feminine role model, and a boss lady, right? All those things we talked about times 10, which also includes aligning with unshakable clarity and bodacious success. So going deeper on the clarity and what success means for you. It's really about, truly, truly about claiming your strength and igniting your will. And what does that really mean? What roadblocks pop up and pull you away and take away your strength and send you in a downward spiral? Or where does your willpower get lost? What are the triggers that pull it in the wrong direction where you feel like you're on path one day, and then before you know it, another week goes by and you haven't even thought about it? What are those triggers? We need to identify those so we can transform those. It's about choosing your path, not the path that you heard you had to take, that somebody said you had to take. You know, there's a lot of classes that you can take. It tells you how to do this and do that. But my goal, working with you in this group setting, which is what I do with all of my clients one-on-one, is to help you to align with your own inspiration, your own divine guidance, so that you can set goals that are right for you, not goals that somebody else tells you that you have to do. Maybe somebody can help guide you. I can help guide you, but it's not for me to tell you. It's for me to help you to find it, right? So, you know, I do this type of work with private one-on-one coaching clients, and that is super rewarding, and there's a lot of success that can happen. And so this is a way to do it in a group setting, too, to help you also to learn from each other. And we all have places that we've been and things that we've learned. And it really is empowering and inspiring to hear from other group of women. We don't have to be all on the same, you know, all about changing career or all about creating a business. You know, sometimes it just helps to, we all have a core of who we're being. And so the reason that you may not be achieving, getting your goals may not be because you just need another client. It could be because you don't have the confidence. And so that would be something that would be confident, or somebody else might have that same need to work on. And so that's why it becomes common in many ways. It's no secret that women today are juggling a lot. And women make up more than half of the workforce in the U.S. and are busier than ever with partners, children, family, and friends, often putting the needs of others ahead of their own. We often feel overwhelmed by it all or fall short of our dreams and goals. We often become our own worst critic and even let go of our dreams altogether. That's where the Warrior Woman Boot Camp comes in. Your mid-year reboot, new plan with doses of inspiration, motivation, and willpower, and a camaraderie of a team of brave, big-dreaming women to support you, to support each other. So if that feels inspiring to you, then absolutely check out that website, empowerthedream.com/warrior-woman-bootcamp, and look about a little bit more what it's about. We'll be starting in a few weeks, and I would love to, if you have any questions, you can certainly send them to me, teresa@empowerthedream.com, and I would love to have you there with us. So, yeah. That is the end of our two-class teleclass, teleseries, and hopefully, whether you join the bootcamp or not, I certainly do hope, if that you have got something to take away that you can work on right now, and perhaps work on right now and bring forth that progress into the bootcamp and share it with women that may not have been on these calls or as support. Isn't like we hear something one time, or we do something one time, and it's our habit. Habits take time, and so we build up habits over a lifetime that may not be serving us. So it really is helpful to have a support team to help us create the new habits, to push us in the direction where we really want to go, gently push us, and then that allows the universe to kind of grab a hold of us and start pulling us forward, so that we are no longer pushing ourselves and fighting and kicking and crying and trying to do it alone. I really enjoyed sharing this time with you and sharing the information with you. It's what I do. It's what I love. I've certainly done all the work that I'm recommending or suggesting to you, and I continue to do the work. I have, you know, I'm bringing forth not only years of training, but years of personal experience. And I've invested in myself for the training. And I want to share that investment with you so that you don't have to struggle as long as I have or struggle any longer at all. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. I hope to see you in the boot camp. I look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions. And I will bid you good night, and we'll be in touch somehow, sometime again soon, I'm sure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.